I do these retreats with women at How Women Lead. We'll do a 10 to 20 person retreat. They're magical. And literally one recently, it basically came out that every single woman there had some kind of impact and memory that's still with them today that impacted them so much that at 55 years old, it was still impacting them. That when they were a little girl, they would raise their hand in class. And of course, everybody I know, all the women in How Women Lead are super precocious, smart, etc. And you, I know you remember this. It must have happened to you too, because you're one of us, that you raised your hand and they were ignoring you because you had the answer too often. You were bossy. You knew too much, whatever. But think about the impact on you. You don't understand that really when you're little. It had a huge impact on all of us. Welcome to How Women Inspire, where women lead, invest, and give. I'm your host, Julie Castro Abrams, founder and CEO of How Women Lead and managing partner of the venture firm How Women Invest. Feminist, social justice warrior, mother, friend of 50,000 plus badass women, and an expert at helping top executive women get on boards and break down barriers for women entrepreneurs, investors, and social impact activists. In this podcast, we interview women influencers and leaders from across the globe who are in the C-suite, founding companies, investing, and agents of change. We'll share stories of how women lead. We'll provide insights and data, tips you can put into action, and get to know the women who have fiercely and unabashedly stepped into their power in leadership and opened doors for other women like you. We discuss topics ranging from the journey of getting a board seat, how we can counter cultural frameworks that change the way the world views women leaders, what we're doing to close the gender funding gap, and driving equity for women in all aspects of life and career. My goal is that after every episode, you walk away feeling inspired, unstoppable, ready to level up and step into your power and influence. I want to break down the cultural narratives that hold us back collectively and those messy messages you heard that are taking up way too much of your brain space. I want you to know you're invited in because I know that together we can change the culture, change opportunities, and create the future we want for our daughters and sisters and friends. This is our time. Are you in? Welcome to How Women Inspire. Today, we're talking about a countercultural invitation at How Women Lead. And we want you to tell all your friends about this and make it your own. We invite you to make a commitment to reinforce her voice when she speaks up. In our culture, women's voices are not heard. It is so insidious. It is literally a cultural thing. Think back. From the time you were young, what are the moments when you spoke up and you're like, wait, nobody's listening? And we all know this because we've heard people talk about in the White House, when Obama was president, the women literally had a pact. They're like, we always have to have two of us in a room. And when one person speaks up and people don't hear her idea, the other person needs to chime in and say, hey, remember what Jill said? I think that's great. Or do it immediately. We have all kinds of hacks that we need to implement, but there's just nothing more insidious that can impact your confidence and your career than to be ignored. And I want you to understand this is cultural. I want to validate your experience of this because it is absolutely happening. It's critical and it hurts you. All right, let me give you an example. Harvard Business School saw there was a problem because women came into the Harvard Business School, the applicants and the people who started the program, the women were actually further ahead in their careers and they were more successful than the men. But by the time they graduated from business school, the men got more awards and more of the better jobs. And basically it gave them a much bigger boost or lift for their careers. So Harvard's like, well, we got to figure out why. So first, the professors were like, well, the women aren't speaking up in class. They're not actually participating. They were looking at all the grades and all the reasons why. And then they decided they're going to put a stenographer in class to make sure they could document this. You know what happened? They literally found that the professors did not count, did not hear, did not validate when women were raising their hand and speaking up. They didn't hear it, literally. And they had to come up with new hacks for the professors to actually undo their bias, our cultural bias that we can't hear women. I do these retreats with women at How Women Lead. We'll do a 10 to 20 person retreat. They're magical. And literally one recently, it basically came out that every single woman there had some kind of impact and memory that's still with them today that impacted them so much that at 55 years old, it was still impacting them, that when they were a little girl, they would raise their hand in class. And of course, everybody I know, all the women in How Women Lead are super precocious, smart, etc. And you, I know you remember this. It must have happened to you too, because you're one of us, that you raised your hand and they were ignoring you because you had the answer too often. You were bossy. You knew too much, whatever. But think about the impact on you. You don't understand that really when you're little. It had a huge impact on all of us. So it started when we were little to be seen and not heard, that women, you know, that you should manage your voice and not take up so much space. It's literally a message we've gotten our entire lives. And they could literally document it at Harvard Business School. And once they corrected for it at Harvard Business School, the women actually won just as many or more of those big prizes and the career boosts than the men. So what are we going to do? What do you do about it? Because the impact is absolutely clear. So first and foremost, it's an internal job. You need to make sure that you feel worth it, that you are taking up space. But then we all need to enlist other people like they did in the Obama administration. Enlist other women to reinforce your voice. You can do it in a meeting. And you just because if you know it's going to happen culturally, then you can work around it and it's not so personal, right? You can say, culturally, we know this is going to happen. So therefore, let's do a workaround. So if you're going to go into a meeting, if you have, you know, are sort of rolling something out, I have a bunch of friends who are writing books. You need to actively plan for extra effort, support, and promotions from the people around you, whether it's hiring someone or getting 20 friends together and say, hey, my book's about to go public. I need you all to go onto Amazon and go ahead and write a comment. You need to actively ask people to reinforce your voice. If you write an article and you want it to get recognition, you need to make extra special efforts to get support. And then on the flip side, each one of us needs to make a commitment every day. Go on LinkedIn, go onto some other platform. We have got to reinforce the voice of other women who, because they're not being heard. Culturally, we literally reject hearing women's voices. So to me, there is nothing more important than making sure your thought leadership gets out there. If your thought leadership isn't out there, if you're not connected and you're not seen for that, you're not going to get the board opportunities. You're not going to get the boost in your career. So all of us need to make an extra special commitment to reinforce her voice when she speaks up and isn't heard. I'm making a commitment to only put women. So I'm going to tell you this. And if you're part of an association or another organization, I always say to everyone, never do any kind of a speaking engagement if they're not women and people of color represented. I ask men to make a commitment to that. And I ask and encourage women to literally say, hey, association that I'm part of, the general counselors or whatever, you should not have any programs that don't have women on a panel. Women have to be seen. Here is another example of this. In the media, women are not quoted for especially business and science and technology related commentary. So if you look at articles in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, the PR Council of America documented how often women were quoted and women were like 24% of the time. Men were 75% of the time. So we have to make concerted efforts to demand accountability and to be heard. And when you speak to those reporters, one, speak to them. Make sure you are stepping forward and standing up and getting counted. And then ask them to make an extra commitment to quote women. And literally just asking the question can make a huge difference. Hey, how often are you quoting women in your articles where you're talking about different business issues? Because I think leaving the voice behind is not good journalism, frankly. So it's documented, it's clear, we're not being heard, and it's hurting us. And collectively, we can do some things to make it better when we all stand by each other. So at How Women Lead, in my organization, we put women on stage. We acknowledge and recognize women. We put women's faces and their thought leadership forward in every single thing that we do. That is literally the core of what this organization's about. And then we actually offer you support for it. Because the culture has beaten it out of us, you actually need to invest in your skills and your confidence and your practice. Men at the similar stages in their careers are going to have had a lot more opportunities than us because women's voices are not being heard. We're not invited to be counted. And so we created a visibility program at How Women Lead that is literally designed with an executive coach supporting you through it so that you can work on the internal impact of a lifetime of hearing, of seeing that you weren't being counted or heard and your voice is not, doesn't matter, or it's not the right voice, right? Somehow all these messages create a story in our minds we have to undo when we start to push the envelope to get heard. And I think so many of us, you know, myself included, you know, it felt like it was selfish to have me be front and center and not other people. It feels like, you know, I should be the behind the scenes person. And all of that, frankly, where the message is beaten into me through a lifetime of being a precocious young girl, a smart young woman in a culture that doesn't support that. The culture is not set up well for us yet. And that's our work, is we need to change the culture. And so you need to do the courageous work for our daughters of stepping forward and reinforcing the voice of the other women around you and to taking up space and being able to claim your own space. So what are you going to do today to reinforce the voice of other women? How can you do it virtually? How can you, anytime you are doing any program, anything where you promote anyone's voice, how can you make sure that women are counted, whether it's at work, in an association or a board that you're a part of? How are you going to reinforce her voice and make sure that you've created structures where she can be heard? If you don't create a structure that shifts things, shift doesn't happen and it isn't terribly sticky. So how can you create structural changes in how the work is done so that everybody's voice gets heard? All right, my friends, reinforce her voice, make a plan, create structures, and you yourself step out there and be counted. And with that, I want to thank you all for listening to today's episode of How Women Inspire. And because your inspiration should not stop when this podcast ends, head over to our website, howwomenlead.com. Follow us on LinkedIn at How Women Lead and subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast app to find out how you can proactively take charge and step into your power through our workshops and activism. In our loving network, we want to propel you. See you next time, ladies. And remember to be unabashedly visible.